This is the NOVA Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Professor, because the professor can help me understand a country I've not had occasion to cross in my reporting, Uruguay. It's in the center of the center. Its capital is Montevideo. And I've read that it's attractive for vacation, for retirement. But what else to say about Uruguay? It's a modern state in the midst of plenty. How is it doing given all these cross currents throughout the continent, Professor?
Well, Uruguay, of course, is in the southeast, the Atlantic side of Latin America. Much of its history had to do with finding itself between two much larger political blocks of territory, Brazil, of course, to the north, and Argentina to the south and west. But beyond its colonial history, over the years, Uruguay has been relatively successful in having high levels of political institutionalization, some of the lowest levels of corruption. For many years, its politics felt very European. It was a country which basically had relatively moderate politics, relatively low levels of crime, relatively low levels of polarization, some of the highest levels of per capita GDP in the region. Although for years it was led by a center-left coalition called the Broad Front or Frente Amplio, although in recent years that coalition has been displaced by the current government of Luis Lacalle Pou, who is maybe considered center-right. But Uruguay, interestingly enough, has also quietly outside the attention of Washington in general, become a very, very important partner to the PRC. Indeed, in terms of about 80% of all Uruguay's principal exports of soy crop, Uruguay is has a strong agricultural economy. One goes to Uruguay and one feels like one is in a place like Ohio, but where everyone speaks Spanish. But about 80% of Uruguay's soy is as well as about 40% of Uruguay's wool exports and a substantial amount of its meat export. Uruguay is renowned for its beef and other meat, not unlike neighboring Argentina and in Brazil. But almost all of that goes to the PRC. In recent years, of course, Uruguay has signed on to China's Belt and Road Initiative. It's become a strategic partner. It has recently been accepted into the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank. It has seen Chinese companies get involved in the agricultural sector, in the electricity sector, building some of its power distribution infrastructure. Uruguay is on the coast, and so there's been some talks about the Chinese building a fishing port near Montevideo. And most recently, of course, a military cooperation agreement that was signed back in 2019, just recently ratified by the Uruguayan government. Uruguay just became the second nation all the Americas to buy Chinese warships, a modest size ship called offshore patrol vessels or OPVs, as well as other types of things like receiving Chinese donations of dual use vehicles and ambulances and things like that. So it's a place that has surprisingly strong relations with the PRC, also is part of the Southern Common Market, Mercosur, with the larger neighbors, Brazil and in Argentina, as well as landlocked Paraguay. And indeed, one of the most polemic things that is done in recent months is announced that
we just have 30 seconds, Evan. Go ahead.
Despite being part of Mercosur, it is going to negotiate its own free trade agreement with the People's Republic of China, something that puts actually the integrity of Mercosur itself under question.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. My first lesson in Uruguay. I will pursue more. This is the New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.